just getting Willie do a little fired up before we started going here today. And it went from here. It was excitement was here. And then it went, it took a nosedive because you were like so pumped. And then
I was so happy.
And then it always, it always goes in waves like that.
Mm-hmm.
You go up, you go down. You'll find out why in a moment here. He's mad at Elon, actually.
Why, Elon?
You could be one of the many. But it could be for good reason, these decisions that have been made. He's not angry about this first story. This first story is, I don't know, maybe you're indifferent. I'm not sure. There's new rumors that have emerged here that it's possibly Twitter could be moving out of San Francisco. And it's a rumor, definitely a rumor at the moment, but I think people aren't really all that surprised by it. Mm-hmm. And they could see it possibly happening. Apparently, Twitter has started to skip rent on their HQ, and a number of listings have emerged with office equipment and chairs and statues and all types of things being sold out of the headquarters. And I just don't, I don't think Elon's a huge fan of San Francisco to begin with. I don't know. I mean, maybe, probably some elements of it, but he's been critical as well. Critical of the government.
Homelessness.
He was obviously had a mixed reception with going on the stage with Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was weird was I saw the clip of him getting booed, but then I saw a follow-up clip of him dancing around. And did he show up for another show or was it missing from the other clip? I don't know.
Mm.
But he seemed a lot more comfortable in a newer clip that emerged of that entire escapade. But many of his other businesses have already relocated, and him in his own personal time, a lot of that has moved as well. And he seems to be so integrated in Twitter things right now that it wouldn't really be that shocking to imagine a move of the Twitter offices. Now, however, to what extent Twitter employees would be excited about such things, having to relocate, and also to what extent the workforce is already remote and flexible because they might already be somewhere else.
And I'm guessing this headquarters is quite expensive.
Well, you can see, apparently here, according to AP, what does it say? Musk and his advisors are looking to renegotiate their rent obligation. Well, gearing up for potential legal implications there, right? You just stop paying rent and go, well, we want to renegotiate.
Uh-huh.
We'll give you $5. They're like, no.
The Elon way.
Okay, so here's the number. 7,500 staff worked at the site before Musk started slashing half the workforce. Originally, Musk decided the company would dole out at least 2 months of pay and another month of severance pay to U.S.-based workers in line with federal and state labor laws. But now Musk's team is discussing whether it should pay some of those months, the Times reported, citing two sources. So suggesting that maybe there's going to be less than the original reports on severance. Twitter is also reportedly putting industrial-grade kitchen equipment, office supplies, and electronics up for sale from its San Francisco office. Why would you be doing that? You're renegotiating. Now, maybe the relocation is just from San Francisco to San Francisco. Maybe there's just
a different building.
I'm not into this building. Yeah. You know, it's like...
Or a different area.
Ooh, different area. Could go south. There's still Tesla stuff going on down there in Fremont. That's not too far from San Francisco. Get a little closer down there. You have all your big giants. Not many of them are in the actual city of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. They're near San Francisco, but they're south of San Francisco for the most part. Mm-hmm. Your Googles, your Facebooks, and so forth, even your Apples.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the items listed for sale include a 41-inch Twitter bird statue. I wonder what the asking price is for that. We might need one of those around here.
Yeah, I want to see their auction.
Wait, that's not that tall, is it? No. It's odd. It's funny how these things work. It's like here you have many billions of dollars at play, and yet still you have these artifacts popping up for a few dollars. It's a 3-foot statue.
Yeah, that's not too big.
No, it's weird, right? Like, But you get these, you hire these companies that come in and you just say, yeah, what the company in this case, Heritage Global Partners, they come in and you're just like, wipe it out, liquidate, get rid of stuff. We're emptying this place out and then they take care of it. Mm-hmm. It's a company based in San Diego. They're handling the auction and the sell-off. So listen, this is speculation at the moment. There's somebody on Twitter, I can't remember his name, but he took it to the next level and said Elon Musk confirmed. Lots of caps in there. Almost 100,000 likes and 7,800 retweets. Elon Musk just confirmed he's moving Twitter HQ out of San Francisco. What a headline. It's in what sense has he confirmed it? Is it like direct? Was it a private confirmation?
We need proof.
Do we?
Can you shoot us something?
We need proof? Or maybe we don't. Maybe we can
speculate.
It's fine to speculate as well. People can dream. They can imagine. And they can wager. They can wager their bets. You can do so in the comments section and say, tell me, does Twitter stay in San Francisco or does it move somewhere else? And if it does move somewhere else, where does it go? And are employees willing to move with it?
Oh,
or work remotely? Here we go. The bird statue is $25.
Hey.
That could be a good deal, actually.
Hey, I'll buy it.
Now we're just selling all these artifacts. Come on now. Sculpture planter, $25. The bikes, look at that. Two Rock the Bike Fender Pro recharge stations. You get some work done on the stylish bike opening bid, $25.
Yeah. And the auction, I guess, goes live January 17th.
Yeah, so it looks like everything is starting at $25 and then we'll see what it actually goes for. The opening bid a little higher for the Ames molded plywood chairs. Those things are worth some money, by the way. So you're definitely not getting those for that deal. But it's like, yeah, they're cleaning the place out. Look at the semi-auto espresso machine. And where are these? Oh, even more. Look at all these espresso machines. They had quite this. Oh, how many cafes did they have in there? Yeah, 17 espresso. We should grind a lot of beans over there.
Ovens?
Damn right, man. You know the type of meals that were going on over there? He's like, no more meals. Get that out of here.
Yeah.
Talking about kitchen. I mean, it does look like they're liquidating. There's actually quite a few items here.
A lot of industrial stuff.
6 pages of 60 items per page. So could just be a redesign, Will. You never know.
Yeah.
Make of it what you will. Mm. Apple is working to add support for sideloading and alternate app stores in Europe. This is, of course, an incredibly hot topic. Many have wanted these multiple alternate type app stores. You could talk to Sweeney. You could talk to Epic. Samsung famously worked with Epic. They're like, yeah, you can don't pay us anything, just go in the Samsung store, we'll do a collab, we'll do a Fortnite collab phone. We'll just do a whole phone where you get a special skin. I don't know if you remember that, Will. I don't remember which Galaxy model it was, but you get the Galaxy skin in Fortnite.
Oh really?
You don't remember that?
No,
that was a highly, people wanted the skin. And they bought the phone.
Exclusive.
It was a hell of a collab. Well, it was, of course, different days. Was it the S7? Get the hell out of here.
No way.
No. That's too long ago. Note 9. I think it was Note 9. And that's pretty, I mean, as far as skins go, get the exclusive skin.
Oh, this one.
Kind of an intense investment for a skin. You got to buy the Note 9. Yeah. Quite a few bucks for that skin, but I guess you get the Note 9 out of it as well. But it was different days. Fortnite was hotter than the sun at that time. Mm-hmm. And Samsung was getting on board with it. And Sweeney was cutting deals. Anyway, look at this. Apple planning to allow for alternate app stores on iPhones and iPads ahead of the European legislation that will require the company to support sideloading, reports Bloomberg. Apple just can't catch a break. They're pissing off people in Brazil. The lightning cable's taking heat in Europe. Now they want to do the sideloading. The governments around the world, they're coming at Tim. Tim's like, how many lawyers do you want me to get? Because I got billions of dollars. I made $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Well,
money talks.
You want to go lawyer for lawyer?
Yeah.
You want to go lawyer for lawyer?
Not me.
The change will allow customers to download apps without needing to use the App Store, which would mean developers would not need to pay Apple's 15 to 30% of fees. Elon been talking about those fees too. Mm. But to start with, Apple is only planning to implement side-loading support in Europe. They're like, no, we're not doing that in the United States. You're crazy. That's 30 points. In other if other countries introduce similar legislation, alternate app stores could expand beyond the European Union. The United States, for example, is considering legislation that would require Apple to allow sideloading. Apple has claimed that sideloading will undermine the privacy and security protections that iPhone users rely on, leaving people vulnerable to malware, scams, data tracking, and other issues. I don't think it's going to matter. It seems governments are very pumped up in this direction.
So it is strictly software. Do you think it's going to be for North America too or worldwide?
Well, it all comes down to legislation and whatever it is that governments decide. So at any time in legal that you have a precedent, you have others that follow suit. And so it's definitely feasible. You could imagine such things taking place at all. But you've seen them when they go in there and they do the deposition and everything.
Sure.
You never know. Mm. You never know what the impression is as far as government officials are concerned. Mm. You really don't. You don't know what their interests are, and you don't know what their agenda looks like.
Yeah.
Because it can be different for each. Mm-hmm. So it's always a discussion. But Europe seems to be cracking the whip as far as Apple's concerned. They started with the cable. Now they're going to the App Store. Mm. App Store is a big, big deal. The cable, Apple's like, we'll do the cable. Forget about the App Store. We'll do the cable.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, we want competitive App Stores. Apple's like, good.
What are 30%?
We did the cable for you.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. We're changing the cable.
Come on now.
Tim Cook admits that iPhones use Sony camera sensors. What do you mean?
Why not?
What do you mean admits? What a headline. That's funny. We should use the exact same headline. Okay. Thank you, Verge, for that. All right, maybe you can tweak it a little bit. I don't know about headline drama, but it's a pretty good headline. It's a funny headline. It is odd for Tim to mention any other brand other than Apple, and sometimes if they have a partner that's not seen as competitive. Sony does make smartphones, yeah, and headphones and other competing products, but but they're also one of the most respected camera brands. Mm-hmm. And so this is one of those rare situations where it gives Apple extra cred for being engaged with them. But it's usually those relationships have to be real tight and real healthy if Tim's going to mention it. Like, yeah, you don't get Tim talking about Elon even after their meeting at the pond. Mm-hmm. And they always get very crafty with the words during the presentation in order to avoid,
sure,
admitting that other things exist.
Even on their website.
Sometimes they'll just say the other guys. And here's how ours compares to the other guys. They don't even get a name. They're just the other guys.
Or Samsung. If he wanted to be specific.
Are you suggesting that he says it that way as a jab?
Yes, absolutely. Wow. No way that he doesn't know how to pronounce it. But
you mean it's not Samsung? Samsung.
Just the slightly off is quite funny.
Oh, Tim, what are you up to? Anyway, yeah, so I love this photo, by the way. This is one of my favorite photos. Like, Will, you don't understand the degree to which I love a photo like this.
Yeah.
Because it has everything that I need in it. It has tech. It has testing. It has showing off. It has precision. It has cleanliness. Like, I know that room is very clean. Mm. It has focus and intensity. It has moguls of industry.
Yeah.
And it has appreciation in it, inspection. It's a fantastic photo. So here I presume we're in Sony's labs, and Tim Cook is being shown. Well, what's funny is he's actually being shown an iPhone at this point.
Yeah.
His own product.
There's a meme with this photo. It's like Tim Cook's asking whether it's the iPhone 14 or 15.
Oh, well.
There's two phones there.
How rude of you. I presume they're talking about the sensor, and it looks like he has some other equipment behind it.
Yeah.
Tim Cook has tweeted an admission that Apple uses Sony image sensors in its iPhones as part of the CEO's supplier tour of Japan. Here's his quote. "We've been partnering with Sony for over a decade to create the world's leading camera sensors for iPhone." He thanked Sony CEO Kenichiro Yoshida for showing him around the Kumamoto facility. Photo shows Cook being shown his company's own smartphone. Well, The Verge couldn't miss that part as well. Sony camera sensors in smartphones and in cameras, like, need I say more, Will? They're just beautiful, brilliant things. And by the way, Apple's not the only one using them, although, you know, they're tweaking it and it's a collaborative effort to get what they're looking for. And certainly when you're ordering camera sensors for iPhones at that volume, you get to call some shots.
For sure.
I mean, you're a huge customer at that point. But you know what else it showcases, Will? And this is a key for me, and I like to remind people, tech enthusiasts, about this.
Okay.
The interworkings, the interdealings of the variety of tech companies that you should and could and should appreciate, that inside of your phone are all the brands that you root for and against, and that collectively they're all making contributions to that overall experience. And it's when you're talking about patents and software development and hardware components, it's a concoction that exists in there, which kind of exposes or illuminates the goofiness of the military mindset of defending one brand over another. Like in this case, you may have a Samsung display and a Sony camera sensor, and your memory may come from a competing company. And then collectively, and then your software might come from Epic or whatever side-loading you're doing. It's
a congealed.
It's
mess.
Vast. It's
a
vast.
Melting pot.
It's vast. Well, yeah. And you owe something to everybody.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You can't be. What are you gonna do on the island alone? Well, yeah. What are you gonna do on the island alone?
I'll starve for a day and then I'll be dead. That's it.
I don't sound like too much fun, Will.
No,
I got a new cup here.
Okay.
It's a ProArt limited edition Kinto collaboration. I put a coffee in this cup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, you got me the coffee.
But it looks pretty cool.
You got me the coffee. I said, let me try the cup. Maybe it'll stay warm.
Does it work?
It stayed warm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this prompted you for a drink as well, all this cup talk. This episode has been sponsored by ZocDoc, allowing you to find a local specialist or primary care doctor in your area that one that you actually want to go see. So it could be dental. It could be, as mentioned, primary care. It could be a dermatologist, a psychiatrist, or even an eye doctor. And the beauty is it's like how you're ordering from a restaurant or something. It's that easy to do. And it's far less intimidating because you get to read reviews and see if it's a highly recommended professional. You get to make your appointment right there online, or at least you can see availability and then make your appointment. And you've also got the ability to check if your insurance coverage is supported there. So you can get like everything out of the way before you arrive. You can see what the wait times look like. And most importantly, you see those patient ratings. And I think it's going to help people actually see their physician more frequently, which is probably going to lead to better outcomes for those people that have been avoiding doing such things because it just feels like a hassle in the first place. It's not a hassle anymore, thanks to ZocDoc.
ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Its mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. Search, find, and book doctors with a few taps. Go to ZocDoc.com/LouLater and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then, start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/LouLater. ZocDoc.com/LouLater.
Galaxy S23 Ultra specs revealed by Chinese regulatory agency and the FCC. Holy guacamole. As 23, that's right. That time is almost here. Mm. I got these all these sequences in my mind of different launch moments for different brands. And Mo was like, how do you compare these cameras, like Samsung, Pixel? Well, and I'm like, yeah, the Pixel is pretty new. The iPhone's pretty new. The S22 feels like a million years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In internet years, in smartphone years, there's so many smartphones launching now.
Yep.
It's happening at the speed of light. It's like dog years.
Yeah. Every 7 years.
Is one dog year?
Is one human year.
One dog year is 7 human years?
The opposite. You know what I mean.
One human year is 7 dog years?
Yeah. So Otis is like
but 1 year,
around my age.
Yeah, actually. But 1 year of a dog is 7 years in human terms.
Yeah.
So how are we phrasing that?
I don't know. I don't know, man.
Is a dog year 1 year or 7 years?
The 7 years to a human. But
what about a cat year? How long is that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Mm. Also 7.
Probably.
Yeah.
Sure.
And what about a parrot year? You know, those parrots can live a long time.
Mm.
So that would be reverse scenario. Some of those parrots outlive their owners.
Yeah, yeah. Koi fish.
Turtles.
Yeah.
So.
Whales.
No one ever adjusted in the other direction, do they?
No, no.
Because the turtle could be saying human years. They could be saying that to you.
Yeah. I can outlive you, buddy.
Yeah. They'd be like, well, it's a long time for human years. It's not a long time for turtle years.
Uh-huh.
S23, looking pretty good here. Is that a mock-up of such things? Well, it looks a lot like the last generation, if I'm being honest. But I like what they did, the simplicity of it. It's a very, you know, it's pretty much as simple as you can do it.
Sure.
Here you have a rectangle with curved edges and a number of circular cutouts. Like, it's like the simplest. Oh, by the way, this is via OnLeaks. I see his watermark on there. Eagerly awaited Samsung Galaxy S23 family is getting closer to store shelves, according to My Smart Price. The FCC certification database now includes the U.S. variants of the 2023 flagships. You have the S23 SM911U, S23 Plus 916U, and S23 Ultra 918. You know, I can remind everybody that this is your S Pen input now. In the absence of the Note series, you're going to get the Ultra, you're going to get the S Pen. They call it a writing instrument. I mean, it's a pen. It's a tiny little pen. Mm. It'll be available for the S23 Ultra only. This made a lot of sense when they did that because there was so much crossover between the lines.
Sure.
Yeah. I know we talked about the free Fortnite skin, but that was just a special moment there. Mm. S23 will sport a battery with a typical rating of 3,900 milliamp hours. S23 Plus powered by a 4,700 milliamp hour battery and the Ultra equipped with a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. You got to like that, Will. Isn't that what you're looking for?
Yeah. 2-day battery?
You're looking for 5,000, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. You've been a Samsung guy in the past. I mean, you're all over the place, but you've been a Samsung guy, have you
but
not?
But I've never tried, like, the Ultra.
Which one? So, oh, yeah, because you always like the small ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you would be S22 regular, not even Plus.
I would use the Plus here and there, but even then, they're quite big.
Oh, but, they're getting
big. I mean, they have big screens, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try the Ultra.
Look at you. Look at you. More exciting, the top-of-the-line model S23 Ultra. Even more specs here that we have on it. This was spotted in China's certification site. 6.8-inch display, 1440 by 3088 resolution. I usually like to say those the other way around. Mm. It weighs in at 233 grams. Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 chipset, clock speed of 3.36 gigahertz instead of the 3.2 on the standard chip. It'll be made in the Samsung foundry, not TSMC, like the standard version of the chip. It'll be available with 8 gigs and 12 gigs of memory with storage options all the way up to 1 terabyte. And the rear camera array rumored to be led by a 200 megapixel sensor for the primary camera. Jeez. That phone is a real spec hunter. Like, you want every spec, you just get that ultra phone. It's like anything you can get in a phone is kind of there.
It usually is, right? The ultra.
And the event is just around the corner. January, February. Look at that, Will. You're not going to have to wait too long.
Exciting.
Free speech warrior Elon Musk bans Twitter account that tracked his private jet. A lot of people asked me to talk about this. I saw some comments. It is a weird one. We had
Jack Sweeney
on a show, and an unassuming character. You know, he came in here, seemed like a polite guy.
He didn't come in here, I don't think.
Well, he came on the show.
Yeah.
Didn't we have him on the show?
Yeah.
We had him on the show, Will.
Yeah, he was somewhere in the States.
Oh, wow, look at that. The Onion is also cracking some Elon jokes. It's kind of a... Elon Musk receives experimental Neuralink implant in attempt to delete memory of being booed.
This picture.
Oh, man. It's very high resolution, that Photoshop work there.
Yeah.
You know what? It's pretty well done, actually.
From far away, it's not too bad.
I'm far away from the display, maybe that's why it's so convincing to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, it's not convincing, but you understand what I mean.
Sure.
So anyway, he was, okay, when we had Jack Sweeney on the show, he was nervous or suspecting that he would be suspended. And I think we were talking about Elon buying Twitter even back then.
Yeah.
He, of course, told us about his messages back and forth with Elon and the offer to acquire his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
But wait, so Jack Sweeney, the Twitter account, is suspended, but is Elon Jet?
Definitely suspended.
Also suspended. Right, okay. So he was worried about this, and then you heard everything about free speech, but obviously you have Twitter terms as well and how you want to interpret those terms. And in this case, he was saying it was a threat to his safety.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a clip recently of him arriving at an airport and saying, I'm not signing autographs anymore. I have reason to believe that I'm an assassination target and it's too dangerous. Elon, I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
Apparently... the risk is too great, and it's a conflicting one. It's a hard one because, yeah, I mean, obviously you have the free speech aspect,
mm-hmm.
which he has talked so much about, but then you've also got the security risk involved. Over the weekend, Jack Sweeney, first-year student, University of Central Florida in Orlando, and the operator of the account claimed that an anonymous Twitter employee had told him the company had severely limited the visibility of Elon Jet. So, shadow banned, basically. Beginning December 2nd, the reported move came roughly 4 weeks after Musk made a big deal about how he wouldn't ban Elon Jet because of his commitment to free speech. My commitment to free speech extends even to not banning the account following my plane, even though that is a direct personal safety. So I didn't know he actually said that. On November 6th, that he wouldn't ban him. By Monday, Sweeney said that it looked like Twitter had reversed course and reinstated Elon Jet's visibility. However, the company seems to have changed its mind again and taken an even more drastic move by early morning Wednesday when users noticed Elon Jet was suspended. Will, we have to get Jack Sweeney back on here.
Yeah, I'll try to contact him. But last time it was through Twitter. Since he's banned, I don't know how to contact him. Maybe he can email us.
We don't have any email chain at any point?
Unfortunately.
How did he get on the show? Through Skype? You probably have his Skype still. Or was it through... He was here on video.
Yeah.
No, it was...
I might have his number. I don't know. I don't remember. I'll check my DMs and see.
What are the other video conferencing apps? Was it Zoom? Like, what was it?
No, we tried a different one. The one that he recommended. Because it was low.
So maybe his contact is still in there. Does anybody use Skype anymore? Like, not really. Hey, what happened with that?
It's usually Microsoft Teams, right?
Teams.
But Skype is like in other places in the world, right?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
ICQ.
I try to stay off the video. I try to stay off the video conferences at all costs. You know this about me.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, so, all costs. If they're like, oh, you're going to need to be on Zoom or something, I'm just like, please, no.
Yeah, hit us up, Jack.
Okay, Jack Sweeney. Yes, Jack Sweeney, you definitely hit us up because we had talked about this possibility, and I would love to know what kind of indication. Like, was there a warning? Was there a particular tweet? What did Twitter make you aware of, if anything at all? Mm-hmm. Would like to hear. And maybe even, he might even be able to tell us about some of the recent tweets, if maybe they were a bit different or maybe they were more detailed or whatever. He was really forthcoming in the initial interview.
Yeah, yeah. He was pretty transparent.
That's what I mean.
You know?
The planes transmit with their transponders all the information. And you don't need, if you're just in your local area, you don't even need a website. You could just have your own equipment to do it. But, you know, if you want it across the world, you got to get data from companies that are all receiving it across the world.
So he also explained how it worked and how he created this bot. But
we got to get the story from him.
Mm-hmm.
I find it to be very interesting. I just wonder, I mean, for those that don't know, there was a conversation about $5,000 to remove the account. And I think Sweeney countered with $50,000. He's like, this is my chance. This is my moment. Or a Tesla, right? And a Tesla? No, an internship.
Yeah.
At Tesla.
Yeah.
Anyway, and obviously he didn't get that, and then he got banned anyway. And let's hear from him. Let's try to get him on. We'll try to get him on.
All right. Did you want to talk about Elon being booed?
Well, I mean, look, that's got 6.1 million views, that clip right there. And I'm sure the clip itself has been reposted. It's probably got 20 million views total, all the places it's been reposted.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle brought him on stage at the end of a show in San Francisco. And the crowd boos him.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the take is there. I know people on Twitter essentially suggesting that he's getting a taste of how people feel about him on Twitter, but in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no doubt that not everybody's a fan of his. Definitely not. I mean, you know, you got maybe 20,000 people in there. And then Dave, I guess, who invited him, obviously, is kind of trying to make it comedic, as you would as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing seems relatively uncomfortable. And Twitter had a field day with it. People on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
They good on them. This is its fuel to the fire. This is how this combat seems to take place. It's shots in this direction and back, and then you get this evidence of real life discomfort and booing, and it goes like wildfire, you know?
Yeah.
The people love it. They love to see it. What can I say about it, Will?
I mean, I would consider this like payback, you know, as a way of like embarrassing Elon on Twitter.
But there's no way that was Dave's intention. Like,
no,
they're legitimately
not at all.
Friends.
No, no. But yeah, like you said, everyone who hates Elon just adds more fuel to the fire. Like, this is what happens, you know, when you get too big and
it's almost expected, right? It's almost, I think the part that's a bit surprising is that the two of them thought, like, they seem surprised. They seem surprised by it. Where, and no, maybe they had a conversation before, like, hey, we might be booze. Okay. All right. And maybe everybody was cool with it. Like, I don't really know. And in the end, what does it really matter? Like, I guess it bruises the ego a little bit, but what is really the effect of it? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he moves out of San Francisco.
Yeah.
This took place in San Francisco. He laid off a lot of people in San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
To be clear.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah.
Maybe they knew that this would happen, you know?
It's all concocted, you're saying?
He decided to go out anyways.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I don't know if he fancies himself comedic. I mean, he obviously posts funny memes and went on SNL. But it's a lot different when people came to see Dave Chappelle and then you walk on and there may or may not be crossover.
But, dude, that's the nightmare.
Just getting booed by 20,000 people?
Yeah, the stadium crowd just booing you.
A lot of people, some of the takes that I read was he should have said something because he was uncomfortable, right? But it's so hard to say. I mean, it's so easy to say it from the sidelines after the fact. If you really aren't expecting it, I mean, he could have just turned around and walked away. I think you say something. I think you say something. I don't know what you say, but I think you say something. I'm not sure what would overcome me in that moment or yourself or whatever. Mm-hmm. What you might be compelled to say, but I think I would probably make some noises. I would probably make some noises.
Animal noises?
I will probably say something.
Oh, okay.
I feel that I would, but I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't engage. Maybe you say something real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe you say something real quick.
Yeah. But even saying something, it's like while you're there, it's like it's just stunned, you know? It's hard to tell what to do.
Yeah, it's amazingly effective booing. Just loud, consistent booing. Just boo. No. You can't really get much done like
that's
that.
That's terrible.
It really drowns anything out. All you can really do is leave, now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why the boo exists. Like, it's a performance thing, right? Yeah. You have a stage, you have the audience. The audience has the right to boo. Mm-hmm. And the performer, which is what you're essentially being in that case, the performer is kind of at the whim of the audience to a certain extent. If they don't really want you there, it's a building full of 20,000 people and they can make enough noise. Now, I'm not saying everybody was making that noise, but it was enough noise. Mm-hmm. It's kind of democratic in a way. Mm-hmm. They voted. Nope. Don't want to hear from you. Now, he had a microphone, so he could have combated or he could have attempted.
Yeah.
Right? He could have attempted to charm them. As a comedian might do in a hostile environment. But it turns out that that's a real skill to that. Mm-hmm. And it probably often doesn't work, particularly when you're bringing that much baggage into it as far as people's perceptions of you.
For sure.
But it's their freedom of speech. Mm-hmm.
It was just so raw, that clip. You know, being the richest man in the world and kind of poking fun behind a screen. But it becomes real when, like, you're in front of 20,000 people. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you've just hit the nail there as far as, like, most people will never be in front of 20,000 people.
Yeah.
They'll never even have the opportunity to be booed.
So what would you do? Just, like, freeze.
It sounds weird, right? Yeah. It sounds weird. You would never think of it as an opportunity to be booed, but Dave Chappelle isn't inviting you on stage or me.
Yeah. And people want to see Dave.
No, but what I'm trying to say here is that to be on the sidelines suggesting, ha ha, you got what you deserved. It's like you're not even being invited. Mm. You're not even in the game. You're not even an important enough character to be booed in this, in these terms.
Yeah.
I'm putting myself in the same category.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, in a way, this guy is so polarizing at the moment. You know, it's like, indifference is not a thing associated with him. It's like he's got people that practically worship him. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, he's got people that despise him. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know if despise might be strong, but the equivalent of worship, but on the other end.
But also money plays a factor.
It's very Trump-like.
Because he's very, very rich.
It's Trump-like, though. It's Trump-like in a sense that it's all velocity. And we talked about this back when his tweets were tremendous in terms of velocity. Mm-hmm. It's that weird mix of being loved and hated that creates ultimate internet velocity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you then this balancing act of managing two groups of people, those that hate you and those that love you, but it eventually encompasses almost everyone that knows about you. Mm-hmm. And there's very few parties that can have that level of popularity and not have that type of setup. Mm-hmm. Amongst the user base.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Gladiator. Mm. Tesla rolls out Steam. This is the one. This is why Will is steaming.
Yeah.
Because Steam just rolled out on Tesla. Inside your Tesla, 6,000 deck verified games. You play games in your Tesla. You're charging. You're playing games. You have the nice sound system. It's a cool experience.
With a controller.
And you're finally taking advantage of that beautiful gaming PC that's built into your Tesla.
I like this render. It's like the outside is Elden Ring as well. For some reason.
That's right. That's what happens. It's actually a projection on your windshield. Oh. You didn't know that hardware was there.
No.
You have to pay the subscription fee to unlock it.
Oh, God.
The newest models of Tesla electric vehicles are now steam powered. What a deal. What a deal for them to cut. Well done. The new edition, part of Tesla's 2022 44.25.1 holiday update, is currently only available on high-end new Model S and X vehicles Tesla released in 2022.
Why?
Each of which includes 16 gigs of onboard RAM, though CEO and founder Elon Musk promised in a tweet that a retrofit will be available for older models.
Why?
Because you need 16 gigs of RAM, Will.
Well.
Oh, man.
Why can't...
Okay, so Will has a Model 3, guys, and this is why he's so angry. He just got his Model 3, and he's all pumped about it, and he imagined himself playing Steam games inside of there, and he read the headline. He was like, sick, I'm going to put it in the show. And then he went down the list, and it went, womp, womp, womp.
As I started reading, it was downhill from there.
The release notes for the update suggest that those vehicles should be able to run any game that has been verified by Valve for play on the company's Steam Deck handheld. So anything you can play on your Steam Deck, you can play inside your Tesla on the 17-inch display. It's 6,000 titles that can run through there. Deck verified games currently target a steady 30 FPS minimum on the Steam Deck 7-inch 1280 by 800 resolution screen. The 2022 Tesla 17-inch center console, on the other hand, can support 2200 by 1300 resolution. Individual game settings may need to be tweaked a bit to get the most out of the 10 teraflops of compute power. Tesla put out a tweet, and then Elon himself, he quote tweeted that tweet. He said, you can play Cyberpunk, Elden Ring, thousands of other games in new Model S and X vehicles.
So how's this work? It's like you download Steam in the app and then you log in and then you don't stream it. You download the game?
I assume so.
Okay.
Does it have, are we game streaming? Is that what you're suggesting? Well, he just tapped it. Hang on a second here.
Yeah. That's what you do, right?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
6.7 million views. People are pumped about this. Actually, more people watched this than the Boo clip.
Uh-huh.
So what does that tell you about things? Well,
goes up, goes down.
People want their games, don't they? Okay, so this is the biggest step in a long journey. Yes, because they showed off controllers and they were talking about this in 2018.
Yeah.
It's been a crazy long time. They showed off The Witcher 3. Remember that?
Yeah.
And classic. Even early days of Cyberpunk, they're saying, you're going to be able to play Cyberpunk. People are like, is that actually going to happen? Hmm. Now it is actually happening. By the way, you're going to want to pair your controller, obviously. So in the video clip, it was a PlayStation 5 controller. You can use an Xbox controller. Okay. Whatever your preference is. But if you look here, I believe, you got a PlayStation 5 controller connected wirelessly, by the way, which is pretty nice. So obviously, I'll check this out. I'll try this out.
Yeah, have a gander.
And see if how it's working. I don't know. Is my car even new enough?
Yeah, it's 22, right?
Is it?
Well, you should check.
COVID's been going on for so long.
In the app. We should tell you.
Well, it might be 21. Do I have 16 gigs of RAM? I'm going to get to the bottom of it right now. It'll tell me the model year in here?
It should, yeah.
Where do I got it? Oh, here we go. Is that the version? That must be the version. Yeah, mine's 2022. Okay. Yeah. Well, so I'll try it out. Okay. But you're still mad. Well, let me ask you this. Will you order the upgrade module? Because it does sound like it's a piece of hardware you're missing. You don't have enough RAM. Module? Yeah, I think you need to expand the RAM.
How do I do that?
Well, it said in the article that it will at a later date be available through an upgrade of some kind. Go back to the top.
So it's like modding.
It's let's see. Well, I mean, they probably have to install it for you. A retrofit will be available for older models. He promised in a tweet. Click on the promise tweet. Let's see what it says. Right there. Somebody asked, but doesn't work on most 2021, 2022 Model S, X, only super new ones. Will a retrofit be available? Yes. See, what is this guy talking about? Doesn't work on most 2021, 2022? How new does it have to be?
Well, I have the 2023 Model 3. Yeah. And it comes with, I believe, an AMD chip, which is supposed to be as powerful as a PlayStation 5. So I don't know what specs that's needed, because I feel like, you know, with gigs, it would be enough. Right?
Well, they referenced the 16 gigs of RAM as being the issue. So... But I just, like, is there a press release for this? Okay, let's just get to the bottom of this right now. There's a lot of people listening. They're like, does this work on my car or does it not work on my car? Is there a press release that says exactly when your car had to be manufactured?
Let me see.
I mean, they say 2022, but then the other guy says it's not available on most 2022s. And it's like, is there like 7 cars out there that can actually do this? They must have some sort of press release, some sort of notes on that.
It's, oh yeah, here it is.
Oh, there you go. Okay, release notes. Here we go. 2022.44, stream over 100 million songs. Oh, Apple Music is there.
Yep.
And Steam Beta. This feature is available on Model S and X year 2022 plus with 16 gigs DDR memory. So how do I know if I have it? If I have 16 gigs of memory, I guess now we're all checking the specs on our actual vehicle, on the version.
Oh.
Anyway, listen, we're obviously not getting to the bottom of it right now. Somebody's shouting and screaming in the comments saying, all you got to do is check here and here and there and about and this and that, and that's it.
Mm.
But it sounds like not a lot of people are going to get to play this. As exciting as it is, it kind of sucks because you think about the install base of Teslas. And then it's like 2022 plus premium S and X. How many of those? Like,
yeah,
it's going to be a small number, but I guess you got to start somewhere. Hopefully, whatever this retrofit is not too expensive.
Yeah.
Twitter to increase tweet character limit to 4,000 from 280 to 4,000. Company's new CEO, Elon Musk, has confirmed this on Twitter. Reply to a question whether rumored plans for Twitter to increase character limit to 4,000 were true. He responded, yes. I wonder why 4,000? You can write an essay. 4,000?
Well, I believe that's what Community Notes was for. Because they don't want to just post like a JPEG and then it's just like a paragraph. They kind of want the writing to be in Twitter. The characters.
Huh. Oh, so, will this be part of the blue subscription? Oh, I want 4,000 characters, $8 a month. Check mark, $8 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Less ads, $8 a month. It's part of the premium deal, isn't it, Will?
Mm-hmm.
You think so? Oh, and if you subscribe through Apple, it's going to be $11 a month.
Uh-huh.
Are you paying for this yet, by the way?
No, I feel like it's going to be a feature, but I haven't paid for blue.
Can you pay for it right now? Can you get the blue check mark right now?
I believe it's available now.
Well, go for the check mark, Will. Oh, you don't even want it anymore.
Nah.
I noticed the number of accounts with old check marks. If you hover it, now it says this is a legacy account. This is going to be going away. Like, again, you're just going to get rid of all the check marks until you pay for it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well.
However, on the Unbox Therapy Twitter account, which has the check mark, it hasn't shifted to that legacy thing. It says it's a news organization or something.
Hmm. So you haven't paid?
I didn't pay anything either.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like we should now. Now, I'm going to pay. I want to see what happens. I'll pay on the Lou Later Twitter account and see what happens.
All right. Cool. Yeah.
YouTube will tell you if you're being an asshole in comments. The website announced a new tool that will send you a notification and potentially lock you out for 24 hours if you leave an abusive comment. So what, the they're searching for certain terms, I guess, that are aggressive?
Yeah.
YouTube wants you to stop being mean as YouTube comments continue to serve as a place to harbor negativity. Definitely. It will soon ping you if a comment left on a video is deemed too abusive based on the website's community guidelines. If a user receives a notification and continues to post abusive comments, YouTube will muzzle them with a ban from commenting for 24 hours. You know what this is about. They know damn well that if they want to keep people producing content on the platform, you got to protect those people.
Yeah, less bullying.
And if people are having negative experience, negative emotion, and they're not posting as much, you have less inventory of videos. So you got to go in there and do everything in your power to continue to encourage those people to keep doing that, because it's ultimately the content is what drives the platform.
But also less of a shouting match in the comment section as well, right?
So for the end user, for the customer, for the viewer, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe less negativity for them as well.
Yeah.
But who draws the line? Who watches the Watchmen? You know? Who decides what are
these words?
All of a sudden, Will's just writing like, hey, love your show. It's like abuse.
Yeah.
Will's like, what? Yeah, like, I was being nice. Or Will's just like, hey, I just wanted to point something. Ban.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want... Later.
I tipped someone. Why am I banned?
Here's a quote from YouTube. Our goal is to both protect creators from users trying to negatively impact the community via comments, as well as offer more transparency to users who may have had comments removed to policy violations, and hopefully help them understand our community guidelines. It's going to be all automated. Maybe it'll be able to crack down on those spam accounts, because those things are rampant.
Mm-hmm.
Rampant. Now, typically they're not abusive in what they say. They often just copy some other comment, and it's like 7 or 10 or whatever, with the scandalous profile pictures. It's amazing. Even a company like Google still can't really fix that.
There's no hope.
We've been working on improving our automated detection systems and machine learning models to identify and remove spam, the company said in a post. As spammers change their tactics, our machine learning models are continuously improving to better detect. No, they're not. Not yet, they're not.
It hasn't gotten better?
No, not even.
Really?
Nah, man, it's still there. Spam bots are still crushing on YouTube. I don't know what they got to do. They got to figure it out. Nobody likes it, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Amazon says popular driver tip program ended after about 1 million thank yous 1 day after it started.
Yeah, remember that article that we talked about?
I wonder how many Amazon's... I mean, maybe I did, because I said, hey, Alexa... tip my driver or whatever, thank you, whatever the command was.
Sure.
I may have been sending tips all over the place. I wonder, you probably have to confirm it.
Yeah.
So the promotion was announced, and 1 day later they hit their goal of 1 million tips. Jeez. The company said that the program would apply to the first 1 million thank yous. A day later, all of the company backed $5 tips had been given out, the company said. So the company was paying for it, not the tipper. So if I said it and it actually...
Yeah, you don't pay anything.
...resulted in a tip, it's Amazon's pocket that it came out of.
Yeah.
I presume in the future you're actually paying for it.
Mm.
In addition to the $5 tips, the 5 drivers with the most thank yous would be rewarded $10,000 plus an additional $10,000 to the charity of their choice. I remember this story.
Mm.
That didn't take long.
No. $1 million, I mean... That quota is still pretty high. And then they're like, okay, we got to stop this now.
It goes to show you, though, how many packages all over the place. I mean, you can rack this up real quick. $5 a pop. You don't, you know, you have so many packages, so many thank yous, and you can ratchet that baby up there real quick with a $5 tip.
Yeah, this next story is kind of a bummer now.
What the hell? Amazon accuses stealing tips from delivery drivers. What the hell are you doing on this show, Will?
I don't know.
It's been more than a year since federal regulators ordered Amazon to pay back nearly $62 million in drivers' tips allegedly skimmed over the years. What? How were people even tipping in the past? Cash?
Maybe cash.
Consumers need to know where their tips are going. The suit about providing workers the tips they are owed and telling consumers the truth. Oh, they're taking the drivers are taking them to court. Federal Trade Commission in February 2021 required Amazon to pay $61.7 million to drivers deprived of tips from customers between 2016 and 2019. According to the complaint, Amazon Flex launched in 2015 in order to let ordinary people use their own vehicles to deliver packages on behalf of Amazon. The company claimed drivers could make $18 to $25 an hour and earn tips for certain deliveries. They also said they would pass 100% of tips you earn on to the drivers, pass to the courier. Soon after it was launched, however, the company started skimming drivers' tips, FTC claims. In 2016, the company secretly switched to a variable pay system in which drivers' earnings could fluctuate based on internal algorithm, regulators allege. Under the system, the government said Amazon could advertise a payment of $18 to $24 for a particular delivery, but if a customer tipped $6, Amazon would pay the driver only $12 for a total payment of $18. This is like Uber Eats, and they make it so complicated and come up with some equation.
And as a customer, you feel scammed reading this because, like, you want to directly pay the driver.
You're not sure it was a tip, was not a tip.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty ugly stuff. You want this stuff to just be straight up. Well, anyway, accountability. I guess the FTC is involved. People are looking into it. But, I mean, yeah, it's shady stuff. I don't know. It's obviously it's alleged right now. I don't know. There was some sort of a settlement, right? Amazon did not admit wrongdoing as part of the 2021 settlement. So it was a settlement. I guess people are going to get paid back, but you wish it didn't have to go that way in the first place. Yeah. It's very confusing with the tip stuff. A tip should be a tip. A tip is a tip. A tip goes to the person that the tip is intended for. Mm-hmm. And then now this makes me skeptical of all my tips. I do the tips on the delivery service. Who's getting the tip?
Or even real life.
Restaurants. In the restaurant, you tap, like you get a couple options for gratuity, and then you're like, wait a sec, are you getting that? Who's getting that?
Yeah. Like all the money goes into a pool or something, or how's that work?
Sometimes you ask. Maybe the best thing to do is ask.
Yeah.
You just ask your server, say, hey, are you getting this?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the best way to do it. I don't know.
All right, last one. I just thought this was pretty funny. Norway MFA. It's a government organization in Norway. Apparently, they tweeted about this, and they had their country mislabeled.
That's no good.
To Nigeria.
Norway MFA, and then it's got a little flag on it, Nigeria Government Organization.
Yeah.
So I guess Twitter was attempting to validate.
Yeah.
But it looks fixed now because I see...
It is fixed.
Oh, yeah,
it's fixed. Definitely fixed.
Yeah.
But Elon commented about it. He's just like, sorry. I just find it funny, these little blunders.
Yeah.
And they're somebody, like, hey, we're not from
it's
Nigeria.
Like somebody... It was like one of those auto-populated lists and somebody pressed N and they got to the list there and they just clicked enter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it was associated to the wrong thing. But what's funny about it is it's meant to be a verification type of badge.
Yeah.
It's meant to say, hey, we checked in on this one. There's a flag here. This is legit.
Uh-huh.
And then the legit person has to be like, hey, you're legit. Your legit badge is not legit.
Mm-hmm.
Your badge for being legit, not legit.
Yeah, very meta. It just reminds me of, like, in Wikipedia, sometimes they would get information just slightly off,
mm-hmm.
or, like, something that's completely different,
mm-hmm.
but it would just be hiding in there.
Hiding in plain sight. Well,
but yeah,
on the positive end, they just send a quick tweet, and shortly later, you get a sorry from the CEO. Of the company, the
and no harm
owner, you know? And he yeah,
hey, hopefully that. No harm.
I don't know. I don't know that you can say no harm. Maybe a little bit of maybe hopefully not too much harm.
But there's a lot of memes going on.
Yeah,
as they do.
Yeah, as you would and as you do. It's a funny, a funny and hopefully harmless blunder.
Yeah.
You know, but. We'll never know. We'll never know what the consequences of it were.
Oh, yeah. That's
we'll never true. Know all the undue suffering that could have happened as a
mm-hmm.
potential consequence of this blunder. Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much to everybody who joined here today. Thank you to everyone that is a part of this community, watching the show, watching the clips, listening. However you got here and whoever you are, I wish you the best, sincerely. And I hope you're having a nice morning, afternoon, night, dinner, lunch, whatever it is you happen to be doing when you participate in this experience, as Will likes to call it. I say, hey, Will, let's shoot the show. And he says, you mean...
The experience?
Wait, that's Rogan. Rogan's the experience. Other people have used the experience. The experience is it's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if this qualifies as an experience yet. We have work to do, Will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. See you guys later.